Christians are asking for prayer as Nepal constructs its new constitution. The gospel shines brightly in Burma in spite of rigid control. And the church provides an answer to Kenya's brain drain. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news and bad news coming out of Nepal. The good news is the proposed new constitution allows freedom of religion, including Christianity. President of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says currently the
Nepali government do not recognize Christianity as a religion. You cannot register a church by property in the name of any church. So the fact that they will recognize Christianity as a religion
means Christians can register, buy property, and build churches. The bad news? Yohannan says
they will continue the restriction on conversion. They are afraid of that because the number of people coming to Christ and embracing Christian faith is increasing.
Yohannan expects the law will purify the church.
All those who become followers of Christ will do it by knowing they'll pay a heavy price. And that way, the nation will have a great impact for Christ.
He's asking people to pray as the Constitution is expected to be approved soon. Next, there's a tragic story being told in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The country's been badly scarred by war, and people are superstitious. They want explanations for when things go wrong. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says kids are often the scapegoat.
There is a really big problem in Congo right now with children being accused of witchcraft by their families. And children often being cast out of their families and ending up on the streets.
ECM's been reaching out to them. The gospel plays a big role in their approach. So do sponsorships. Some of the staff are holding conferences to educate families about the problem.
They include things like the emphasis on the value of children, and then showing that the power of Jesus Christ is greater than any other power, so they could seek his protection and his help rather than accusing their children of witchcraft.
A dollar a day can bring hope to a street kid in Congo. Our website will connect you. You're listening to Mission Network News. Burma's military dictatorship makes it hard for anyone to enter and proclaim Christ. Yet because AMG International works with nationals, the ministry is doing it. A local evangelist is responsible for establishing three churches in the region where Typhoon Nargis hit. Although she lost her own home, she continued to witness to her fellow typhoon victims, and soon many came to know Christ. Today, more than 50 believers meet in her home. Pray for more ministry opportunities. Elsewhere, the lack of investment and a ruinous brain drain has left Kenyans with few quality health facilities. While that is slowly changing, the issue remains there aren't a lot of doctors coming up in the ranks. Dr. Dick Bransford is serving with Africa Inland Mission at the Kajabi Hospital in Kenya. He says,
in the last 5 years, we've developed a training program for general surgeons in pediatric surgery. Pediatric Surgery Fellowship, and we've begun looking wider on the continent as to where we can enter.
Training helps keep doctors in the area, but the gospel makes all the difference. Being the hands and feet of Christ sets their facilities apart from all the rest. People are seeing a difference, too.
Through the work of Bethany Kids, which is at Kajabi Hospital, the pediatric ward, we're seeing about 2,500 people a year come to the Lord, and that's a tremendous bonus on top of the medical care.
And two ministries are getting ready to combine resources for Christ. The merger between Pioneers USA and Arab World Ministries, which should be finalized by September 30th, will result in reaching many more Muslims with the gospel. In fact, already the merged ministry is working on a project. The new Pioneers Arab World region is offering a $180,000 matching grant to support Marifa, a website for Muslim seekers and new believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. This is the last week to register. I'm Greg Yoder.